Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know limits. I don't know where to start. I have a lot of things on my mind today. And I mean a lot of things, including that I got 1 hour of sleep because my dog, Bailey, again. We're talking about the same things again. Was up crapping like, Kabali on a road trip. And it happens every time. Let me fix the camera here. You can watch us on YouTube, on our YouTube channel. Every time I think I'm going to bed early, you know what I mean? I have an early dinner, so my stomach is nice and settled. I go for a walk, and I'm under the sheets by 9:30. And I'm thinking, man, what a good person I am. Responsible for myself, taking care of myself. I'm going to be chipper tomorrow. And then, lo and behold, that's when my wife kicks into high gear. I've told you this before. When the house winds down, she winds up for the week ahead. And so I couldn't get to sleep anyway until midnight. And then sure enough, at about 1:30 a.m., Bailey sleeps downstairs on the couch. And when he's having more blowouts than the 1960 World Series, he starts scratching on the door. So you hear the scratching on the door. Got to go down, got to take him out. Then I have to go down to the couch, and I know if he's crapping at 1:30 a.m., there's a lot more where that came from. And so I maybe got 1 hour of sleep, because it's then worrying about when's he going to scratch at the door again. You know, I can't fall asleep because I'm thinking about that. You know what I mean?
Of course. Yeah. I mean, I have a dog as well. I know the feeling of that.
It's horrifying. So here I am. I'm out of my mind today. I'm not right. I'm not myself. 1 hour of sleep is not good to be sleep deprived
not
like
all.
That.
No.
Ironically, on a night when I thought I would sleep very well, I have emotions cooking today. It's my daughter's first day of her senior year of high school. She drove herself to school today. It's the first time she's ever driven herself.
Is this the first time that you have not driven her to school?
Yeah.
On the first day?
Yeah. I was just going to say that. The first day that I haven't driven her. To a first day, and then my wife sent us a photo of her on her first day of kindergarten. It's gone by in 10 minutes, as all of you know who have children. It's unbelievable. I'm trying to push that aside, but I've only had 1 hour of sleep, so I can't push anything aside. And then, on top of all that, this, and I didn't plan to start with this, I'm unbelievably livid for some reason. Over this ridiculous ESPN ranking of 100 best players. It just came out this morning at 6:05. Of course, I was up cleaning out another pile of crap from my front lawn, so I was up anyway. And here's this list. And I know it's designed to tick people off, so a lot of times I stay away from these. But today, they got me when I was vulnerable. They did. And I'll tell you who got me. Aaron Schatz. You change one letter there and you have Bailey's night, don't you?
You like that one, Horace?
Ben Solak, Dan Graziano, Jeff Legwold, who I used to work with at the Valley News. I used to edit his copy when he covered the Steelers for the Valley News 1,000 years ago. He's really good out in Denver, but he also had one of the worst leads ever written that I still can't figure out. The egg has landed. I don't know what that means.
How does the egg land?
I don't know how an egg lands. It's a playoff. Something has landed. Right?
The eagle has landed?
Yeah, I guess.
So yeah. The eagle laid an egg and then the egg
landed?
The
Steelers laid an egg. The egg has landed. And I argued to change it and they wouldn't let me change it. He's very good at what he does, however. That was a long time ago. Jeremy Fowler, who at this point today, I'm ashamed of. I like Jeremy very much. He's very good at what he does. Him and I made a great two-on-two basketball team at La Trobe 1 year. He just posted up at about 6'4", 6'5", and I had the three-point game going, and we both have a high basketball IQ, so nobody could beat us. We just destroyed people. Liz Loza, who I don't know, Matt Bowen, Mike Clay, Seth Walder, and Stephen Holder. These are the people responsible for this abomination. Okay? The 100 best players in the NFL. 100 best players. You ready for this, Limits?
Please.
And I wouldn't be starting with this if I wasn't sleep deprived, but it just ticked me off. Patrick Mahomes 1. Okay. Josh Allen 2. Fine. I don't think anybody would have that much of a problem with either one of those. Number 3 set me the blank off. I'll tell you that right now. Number 3 set me off. Do you want to guess who it is?
TJ Watt?
No.
Josh Allen? Not Josh Allen?
I already said Josh Allen Limits. Are you listening to the show?
I'm trying to be safe back here on your fit of rage at the moment. Is it Micah Parsons?
No.
Is it Myles Garrett?
Yes.
What?
The third best player in the NFL. He's better than Saquon Barkley. He's better than Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow. Myles Garrett. This is the first guy I've ever seen, and it happened when he won the Defensive Player of the Year a couple years ago, and it happens in this crap today. He's the first NFL player, especially a defender, who's like winning mainstream awards and accolades based on deep advanced analytics. Compare his numbers to TJ Watt over the course of their careers. You did a wonderful job on that, Limits, one day. They've both played the same amount of games, basically. I think Watt's played 3 or 4 more games, okay? They both stink in the playoffs and do nothing, by the way. Sacks, 108 for Watt, 102.5 for Garrett. Tackles for loss, Watt's ahead by 10. Interceptions, Watt's ahead 7-0. Forced fumbles, 33-20. He's ahead by 13. Fumble recoveries, he's doubled up, Myles Garrett, 12-6. Okay? But here's how they justify Myles Garrett as the third best player in the whole NFL. He recorded a career best pressure rate. And listen to this. Since coming into the NFL in 2017, Garrett has forced 215 incompletions with his pass rushes per ESPN Analytics and NFL Next Gen stats. How the hell do you know? He forced that incompletion. And how many has TJ forced? Do we know? Do we know when a guy forces an incompletion? Do we know that I feel somebody, you know, around the blind side here who's about to crack me? Is that a forced incompletion? What a phantom ghost. I'm going to swear on the air today. I almost did right then.
Finger over the button, my friend.
BS stat that is. Forced incompletions? How the hell do I know who forced the incompletion that just happened? I mean, every once in a while, it's obvious, right? If I'm getting hit as I release and the ball's incomplete. Other than that, how can you tell? Do I get credit for a forced incompletion if I'm getting triple teamed on one side and Alex Highsmith forces one with a quarterback hit? Do I get credit for that? Because you could say I forced the incompletion. Does my mere presence force incompletions? What a crap stat that is. And everybody who picked this should be ashamed. The third best player. Yeah, Myles Garrett is better than Lamar Jackson. I can't even say their names right. I also learned today Ohio State has a player named Lamar Bo Jackson. Talk about pressure limits. Are you kidding me? I know he wasn't named after Lamar, but his name is Lamar Jackson, and he goes by Bo Jackson.
I think there might be something to the Bo part of that.
Can we get Willie Mays' name in there? Anything else? Anybody else we can get in there? Lamar, Bo, Jerry Rice, Willie Mays, Jackson? Can we put more pressure on this kid?
Can we throw a Brady in there, please?
It's unbelievable. Myles Garrett, the third best player in the league. Get the hell out of here! Better than Justin Jefferson and Micah Parsons. And then TJ Watt. And this is not even a partisan thing today. I'm not trying to curry favor. You want to put Garrett like one spot ahead of TJ Watt? Go ahead. They're obviously very comparable. Okay? I just mentioned all the stats that are conventional, I guess not deep enough, like forced incompletions that Watt is ahead of him on. You want to separate them by one, that's fine. And put Garrett ahead of him by one, okay. Myles Garrett's the third best player in the NFL, and TJ Watt is 11. He's not even in the top 10. It's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing to Aaron Schatz, Ben Solak, Dan Graziano, Jeff Legwold, Jeremy Fowler, Liz Loza, Matt Bowen, Mike Clay, Seth Walder, and Stephen Holder. It's embarrassing, okay? And I know these things are put out there and they're designed to get reaction. I know that. Myles Garrett, the third best player in the league. He's forced 215 incompletions with his pass rushes. God. Here's the other one. Here's the other thing that sticks out. Saquon Barkley. Tell me where he is, limits.
He's got to be top 10.
These are, by the way, not. I'm assuming this isn't, although they mentioned career stats, it's not a career achievement award. I'm assuming this is somewhat based on last year and how you think they'll do this year. Tell me where Saquon Barkley is in this on this list.
I would imagine top 10, right around 7 or 8.
Try 17.
Burn this list.
If I'm one of these people who's contributing to this, and I have Saquon Barkley about where you have him, 5, 6, 7. I can make an argument for Saquon Barkley, number one,
yes.
By the way. He was the best player in football last season.
And anybody
him,
with
Lamar,
eyes.
Josh, and Joe Burrow were the four best players in football.
Yes.
I can make an argument he was the best player in football, and there's a bias against running backs for some odd reason. Yeah, all he did, how many yards did he get?
He was 100 yards shy of the all-time rushing record, and if he would have played in the last game, he would have got it.
The 17th best player in football. What are you people doing? What are you smoking? What are you drinking? What are you doing? The 17th best player. And then under signature stat, instead of going into like how many missed tackles and half missed tackles and tipped passes he caught on artificial turf on Monday nights at 7:35, they give us the regular old, including the postseason. Barkley finished with 2,504 rushing yards, most in NFL history. Right. Yeah, that's right. Did you watch the games? Did you watch him? Did you see how great he was and is? Are you people out of your minds? You have Myles Garrett as a better football player right now than Saquon freaking Barkley? And Kyle Hamilton, and I love Kyle Hamilton. I picked him as my defensive player of the year before last year. He didn't come on till late. And Penny Sewell? Like him, too. I love Lane Johnson. He's a really good player, a tackle for the Eagles. He's better than Barkley? What are you people doing? Honestly, what are you doing? If he was one on this list, I wouldn't have blinked an eye. I'm like, yeah, they got some guts choosing him one, but how can I argue with that? Did you watch him play? Do you watch Saquon Barkley on a regular basis? The guy's unbelievable. And by the way, I think he had 13 rushing touchdowns limits and two receptions. If it weren't for the tush push, the dude would have set the record for NFL rushing touchdowns last year. The 17th best player. Followed by Jalen Carter. Listen, I'm a Jalen Carter fan too, at least as a player. I think he's good. He's the 18th best player in football and right behind Saquon Barkley. As these lists go, this is an all-time embarrassment. It is. And maybe I wouldn't have started with this if it weren't for Bailey crapping all night. And perhaps the emotional residue of my daughter's first year or last year of high school. Derrick Henry. I didn't even see this. Derrick Henry's 29th.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Derrick Henry's 29. I think I'm going to explode here, limits, and start breaking things. Why do I even care about Derrick Henry?
2024, he wasn't even ranked.
There's 28 players in the league right now better than that monster. I don't know, and I want you to hear this very clearly. I don't know that there's 28 players in the history of the league better than this monster right now. Jeremy Fowler, what are you doing? Now, I don't know if Jeremy voted for this. I mean, I know he voted in this, but I don't know if he voted for Derrick Henry 29th. Did you watch that dude last year? Limits? Did you see Derrick Henry?
Yeah, I watched him run past four Steelers defenders on numerous occasions.
1,921 rushing yards. And this year they project him for 1,600 more with 15 TDs, but Derek Stingley and George Kittle are better than him right now? Jordan Mailata, an offensive tackle for the Eagles, is better than Derek Henry? Brock Bowers. He might already be the best tight end in the league. He's great. He's better than Derrick Henry. And Myles Garrett's the third best player in the league.
Where's your guy Jalen Hurts at, Joe?
I've had enough of this, honestly. I'm going to print this and then just burn it and never talk about it again. I'm sorry I did in the first place. Trey Hendrickson, yeah, he's 30th. That's a good pick. The 30th best player in the league. Jalen Hurts is 38th, right behind Bijan Robinson and Puka Nacua. Can we press any type of charges against these people? Limits?
There's got to be a misdemeanor out there.
There has to be some criminal charge I can make against these people. Yeah, all Jalen Hurts did was go on the biggest stage in the NFL and outplay Patrick Mahomes in two different Super Bowls. Got ripped off by the refs and won.
You know the crazy thing about this? It says that Jalen Hurts' 2024 ranking was 32. So by this estimation, Jalen Hurts got worse going from 32 to 38.
Right. Only quarterback, Super Bowl MVP quarterback, really good quarterback I've ever seen penalized because of the talent around him. I think Terry Bradshaw had pretty good players around him, didn't he? I seem to recall, anyway, Franco Harris and Lynn Swan and John Stallworth and Mike Webster and guys like that. Did Joe Montana have good players around him? I mean, and by the way, I'm not comparing Jalen Hurts to Joe Montana. But did he have good players around him, Limits? I seem to remember a couple. One was named Rice. One was named Roger Craig.
A couple there.
But Jalen Hurts, it's all about the guys around him, right? Not him so much. The 38th best player in football. Justin Herbert's three spots ahead of him. I guess because of all he's done in the playoffs. Oh, wait, he doesn't have a playoff win. I guess because of all he's done against winning teams. Oh, wait, he's like 3-16 against playoff teams in his career. Yeah, I let this bother me today. If I were a Steeler fan, I'd be bothered too. Myles Garrett has to be the most overrated football player I've ever seen in my life. And he's a great player. But he's the first I've ever seen in the NFL whose rankings and awards are justified and rationalized by going this deep on the analytics. The only one. And then when it gets to TJ, it's just conventional. His signature stat, he's 11th. Myles Garrett's third, TJ is 11th. And TJ's signature stat is he finished as the NFL sack leader three times, 20, 21, and 23. That's the most sack titles by any player since 1982. Oh, that's all? Who cares about that? Give me some deep analytics here. How many incompletions did he force? 412-928-9370. I'm going to text Jeremy Fowler. How many of these people do I know, actually, now that I look at this? We're going to text Jeremy. Can you try to get him on the line? And Aaron Schatz, let's text him. Graziano. I don't know any of the... Maybe Matt Bowen. And Jeff Legwold, of course I know. The egg has landed. Unbelievable. Limits, am I wrong about this?
No, you're not. And you're right to be flabbergasted by this, just by the fact that I truly wonder what is truly valued anymore, because I feel like we've gone way too far to the extreme of basically what's been evaluated with baseball analytics, and we care so much more about those numbers than actually watching the game and what the eye test is. The eye test tells you that TJ Watt is better than Myles Garrett. The eye test tells you that the more impactful player, the better player, out of that top 10, it should go Mahomes, Allen, Lamar, Burrow, then everyone else. So to be able to even put Myles Garrett ahead of those quarterbacks.
Did you say Barkley? I think Barkley should be up there.
Well, I think Barkley should be five, probably the next best player outside of the quarterback.
And then, again, if they want to put Garrett ahead of TJ by a slot, that's fine. I don't agree with it, but that's fine. To have this dude ahead of Lamar Jackson. He's ahead of Lamar Jackson on this list. What are you people thinking? And then to have TJ all the way down at 11? 11 games into the season last year, TJ had played a defensive player of the year on lockdown. Did Garrett step up and win it when TJ faltered down the stretch? I don't think so. I guess they couldn't find an analytic deep enough to justify it. Man, at this point, I don't know how he didn't win it. 412-928-9370. I didn't intend to start there. It's just the perfect storm of things happening here. Limits. We're going to get back to this in the next segment, and we're also going to talk, who is it?
We have Wes Durham from the ACC Network coming up.
Wes Durham from the ACC Network. I was going to start with, you know, the year in college football here today. And there's a lot happening in college football, not just that Ohio State has a third string running back named Lamar Bo Jackson. Did you know that already?
I did not know that, no.
Lamar Bo Jackson. My God, does Penn State have a hockey player named Mario Lemieux Wayne Gretzky Smith? I mean,
his name is Gavin McKenna, actually, and he'll be the number one pick in the draft.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about all that. I'd like to get your calls on this, and we're also going to talk. We will talk kickoff of the college football season. We'll combine those two in the next segment because there's a lot to talk about. And the ACC is incredibly intriguing, I think. You know, not the least of which is Bill Belichick entering the ACC. What's going to happen there? Are you not going to be fascinated watching that guy on the sidelines? What's his girlfriend's name? Jordan
Hudson.
Hudson.
Yes.
Now, is she going to be roaming the sidelines or what's going to happen
here? You
know
what, Joe? You might see it because she's his assistant as well.
This is incredible. I don't know how good Pitt's going to be. They're kind of a mystery team. I think they might be more talented than people are giving them credit for. I think, maybe. A lot depends on Holstein. Clemson might win the national title. They have 11 of the 22 preseason first team all ACC players. That's a fair amount. So there's storylines all over the place. And then nationally with Penn State. And now or never, it seems like, for James Franklin. There's a lot going on there, too, oh, limitless wonder. And I know you know that because you're a Penn State fan. Let me make sure I got this straight. Knowles goes to Penn State. They take him from Ohio State as their defensive coordinator. He could make upwards of $4 million a year. And then Ohio State goes out and gets old Pencilier himself, Matt Patricia. They've got Pencilier. All he is a three-time Super Bowl champion with the Patriots.
Yeah, I think I'd take Jim Knowles.
Okay. Would you?
I would, yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, had the number one defense last year in the entire country, and
Patricia
Ohio State won the national championship.
Three Super Bowl winning defenses and still has a pencil in his ear.
College football is different than the NFL.
Is it now?
At points, it can be.
Okay. I think Patricia can figure it out, but
I'm sure he will. I'm sure Patricia will figure it out, but
they don't call him Pencilier for nothing. He's an Ivy League guy, limits. I'm sure he'll figure out that the hash marks are different in the college game.
It worked so well for him in Detroit, though.
I didn't say he was a head coach, did I?
No.
All right, coming up, let's talk a little college football. Let's get your calls on maybe the most brutally misguided list that I've ever seen from ESPN or any other site. Ever.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.